Good morning, church, and welcome to another Lighthouse podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Pastor Jeff. I get the pleasure of serving here at Lighthouse Church and School. So I teach a Bible class at school, and recently we went away for our high school retreat and had a great time. And so I thought today I'd break away a little bit from where we were at to share with you just a little bit of what I shared with the students in our retreat. So let's pray first. Father God, we thank you so much for your word and the encouragement that it brings and the enlightenment and even the challenge that it brings as we read your word, as we'll read today, Lord, a very challenging passage, but also very encouraging. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're picking this up in Mark chapter 8, verses 34 through 38, and I'll read those. When he had called the people to himself, with his disciples also, he said to them, "Whoever desires to come after me, deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." And so we see this is the teaching of Jesus that Mark records, and the other Gospels record it as well, and Luke records it as saying that those who seek to follow Jesus need to take up their cross daily. And so there's a couple things in here that we kind of need to boil down to is who's Jesus talking to. So in the context of the verse, Jesus is talking to his disciples and a crowd that is gathered. He has previously asked the disciples who people say that he is, and then he asked them, who do they say that he is? And this is kind of Peter's hero to zero moment. When Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter answers correctly that the Christ, you are the Christ. Then Jesus continues to teach that he must be given up to suffer and die. That's when Peter says, "Well, far be it from you, Lord." And Jesus says to him, "Get behind me, Satan." So even though Peter has this understanding of who Jesus is, he still doesn't yet have an understanding of what the purpose is. And then Jesus calls the crowds to himself and gives this rather, at least on the surface, a hard teaching about denying yourself, taking up your cross, and then if you're ashamed of me, my Father will be ashamed of you. So what's really going on here? Well, we know that this teaching happened before Jesus' crucifixion on the cross. So they didn't have that cross visualization to look to, but it was certainly something that was very common in that day. The Romans used it, as did other civilizations in that area, for punishment of their enemies. And so they would string people up on a cross or on a pole as a sign. It was a very useful tool to control your enemies. And so as Jesus is asking his followers to take up their cross, we need to look and see what the cross means. And so we know that for Jesus, he was tried unfairly, he was accused unjustly, and he was condemned without justification. All of this from the religious authorities and the political system that was there. So really we can kind of put this under the heading of opposition. So he was opposed. And then the cross was meant to be a humiliating form of punishment and death, as you would hang there in a public place as people walked by and saw you. And we certainly know that was true for Jesus. And this even happened prior to the actual crucifixion, as he was beaten and kind of paraded around from trial to trial. So that we have humiliation associated with the cross. And then we also know that suffering is associated with the cross as well. For Jesus, it wasn't just physical. It was also emotional and mental and spiritual, as we look to the garden when he was in such anguish that he sweat great drops of blood. And then finally, the cross brings death. And so that gives us an understanding of what the cross is about. And then we need to tackle who are we denying. It says here that let whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. And so this self that we're talking about is the self that Paul calls the old man or the old self. This is the self that is dead, shares in the same death that Jesus did on the cross, and we are to deny that self. So that self, that old self, it doesn't want opposition. It doesn't want to be humiliated. It wants to be accepted and celebrated. And the old self, it doesn't want to suffer. It wants comfort and ease. It just wants to go along, to get along. And then finally, our old self doesn't want to die. It wants to thrive. It wants to continue to feed and have the passions and the lust that it has fulfilled. And so it actually wants to kill the new self. So we have these two selves that are opposing each other, a divided will, as it was when Paul stated that he does the things that he doesn't want to do, and the things that he does want to do, he finds himself unable to do. And so we have this divided self that's fighting against us. So this is the self that we need to deny, this old self. And Jesus has these four propositions here about what that means when we take up our cross and deny the old self. First, we see that for whoever desires to save his life, and this is the old life, the old self, if we desire to save the old life, then we will lose the new life. And vice versa, if we seek to embrace the new life, then necessity dictates that the old self will have to die. And then he moves into these passages in 36 and 37 about our soul. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world? So if our old self is gathering up all these things that the world and the old self values, which is to be accepted and celebrated and the comfort and easy way out, going along, to get along, then we can gather all of that up that we want to. But if we try to trade that for our soul, we forfeit that. So that's not how it works, right? And then finally, in verse 38, for whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man will also be ashamed. And so we see that in comparison to those who choose to serve and follow Jesus, the contrast to that is an adulterous and sinful generation. But we also see this idea of if we're ashamed of Jesus and his words, then the Father and Jesus will be ashamed of him as well. And so there's a phrase that the kids have been using that I think relates to this, and it really drove a good point home for them. If you receive a text message or a message on social media and you read it but you don't respond to that, that's being known as being left on read. And so the challenge here is, are we leaving Jesus on read? Are we not responding to what we read here? So the challenge for us, and that's what this passage is all about, is if we are going to take up our cross and follow Jesus, we have to respond to what he is telling us here. And so that's an individual choice, and it's an individual response. And so let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word. We just pray, Lord, that we would daily consider and choose, Lord, to take up our cross and to deny the old self those things that are of no value for our eternal soul. So we pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed day.